Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Back with us is Roland Vessel, CEO of Oilex Limited, which is on the AIM market. Hi, Roland. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good to hear you again. It's been a busy week with RNSs, and you announced one this morning that production had restarted on the Cambay field. Do you think you can explain a bit about why the restart took so long?
Yeah, sure. We've had some legacy issues to resolve, and thanks to excellent support from the Ministry of Environment in India and also the Hydrocarbon Directorate, we've been able to work through the issues, and I'm glad to say that we are now back on production and selling gas to the local grid. And it's a very big deal for us because there's been like a 3.5 year hiatus of production. So we're very happy to be flowing gas and to enjoying some cash flow.
I can imagine. The RNS this morning also mentions the Cambay C77 refrac. Do you think you can give us more information on this?
Yeah, this is kind of work in progress, but suffice to say that we have identified our supplier for hydraulic fracking equipment and services. We'll make an announcement probably the beginning of next week. It's been a very difficult process for us because there is a worldwide shortage of fracking equipment and services, but we've been able to secure what we need for our July timeframe to go into the C77 well and refrack it. It's going to be a very important milestone for the company so that we can actually prove up our thesis for the full field development. So we're going to be making an announcement on that early next week.
Okay. And what is the impact on Oilex for the recently announced Indian domestic gas price increase?
Well, the government has announced an increase of domestic gas prices. It's pretty dramatic. It's more or less a doubling of gas prices. We negotiate our gas offtake agreement with a local offtaker. We're supplying to the low pressure grid. But suffice to say that we will get a very positive impact from the increase in gas prices. It's to be negotiated. We will put a new offtake agreement in place at the end of April. We have a current offtake agreement, but it's going to have a very positive impact on our cash flow.
And how do you envisage the future news flow for the Cambay field?
We are going to enjoy some positive cash flow from the gas sales on Cambay for the next couple of months. The refrac is a very, very big event for us. We will announce, obviously, the level of production that we're getting from Cambay over the next few weeks once the flow rates have stabilized. And then we will get into the July timeframe for the refrac operation. It's probably going to take about 30 to 45 days for the refrac impact to be apparent, but we are anticipating a reasonable increase in productivity. And also on the back of that increase in productivity, we will be inviting people to come in and farm into the Cambay license. We do intend to farm down the license, possibly up to 50% of the license. We would welcome a joint venture partner to develop the Cambay field and to essentially exploit the close to one TCF of gas resources on the field.
Great. Last question then. Do you think you can give us an update on the Medway Hub CCS project?
Yes, it's a big project for us. We are encouraged by the response from the government in the UK. Suffice to say that BASE is indicating welcoming our new project as an additional project. Hopefully, we will be accredited as part of the Track 2 projects going forward. We're in discussions with the North Sea Transition Authority with regards to the CCS license, and we hope to start that process over the coming weeks. So we're very active pushing forward this project. We think it's a very viable merchant scheme that will make a very positive impact on the CO2 emission reduction in the UK. And this is a big focus for us right now in the UK.
I'm sure it is. It's going to be a busy time for you in the months leading up to the summer. So I'm sure we're going to be hearing from you again soon, Rowan.
Indeed, we hope to keep the news flow as soon as events evolve. We will make sure that we announce our developments to our shareholders. But we're pushing very hard on both Cambay and in the UK. Just suffice to say that we are very glad that we started production on Cambay. It's been a long process to get there. Our shareholders understand what we've gone through. And I'd like again to say that we're very happy for the shareholder support that we've had, and be assured that we're doing everything we can to maximize our future, not just for our shareholders, but also for other stakeholders. We're pretty excited by the future. So that's really a good summary from me.
Yeah, glad to hear it as well. Roland, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.